Hello everybody, this is Olivier Tischendorf from the Tischendorf Letter, and tonight I'm going to do an audio post with my thoughts on uranium. I'm not very eager to, let's put it that way, try to get 100% invested right now. I'm still in cash. I see uranium setting up for a nice trade, maybe in a few weeks, maybe in a month or two. We'll see how things develop. A quick reminder, when I mention a stock, you could either click on pause and then pull up the chart to see what I'm talking about, or you just listen to what I say in the background and have your charting package opened. Okay, so why am I probably most bullish on uranium setting up in the near future? Well, the number one reason is because the stocks are moving up in unison. When I say moving up in unison, I'm obviously referring to stocks belonging to a specific sector. If you compare the uranium stocks with, let's say, the gold and silver mining stocks, the gold and silver mining stocks are not moving up in unison. We have situations where Hecla Mining gapped down, Agnico Eagle mines gapped down, Kinross Gold comes to mind, gapped down recently. So that's definitely not moving up in unison. So that's a red flag. So if we take into account this metric, at least in my opinion, the uranium stocks look better because every single uranium stock has been moving up recently. That is the past, let's say, 1 or 2 weeks. At the beginning of the year, so that's more 3 weeks than 2 weeks. But anyway, one quick thought on gold mining stocks. Personally, I'm looking at KAM Venture Exchange, which is Kamenak Gold, and LSG in Toronto, TSX, which is Lakeshore Gold. I think both are sound companies in terms of the reserves they have, etc. Personally, I'm gonna watch those two very closely, and I'm only interested in building positions in mining stocks if these two are moving higher. But that's only one metric. I'm looking at that. Lots of other stuff as well. But in general, I want to move. Want the whole sector to move up in unison, and that's not the case with gold and silver mining stocks right now. Let's do a quick review of the uranium market. As a few might remember, I'm just pulling up the chart of Denison Mines. That was a big trade of mine back in end of September 2010. We had moving averages expanding, a new uptrend developing. And looking back, it was probably, although the move up pre-Fukushima is probably best described as an echo bull market, at at that time, I wasn't really aware is not the correct term. I was thinking there was more potential than just an echo bull market, but then again, it really doesn't matter. We had a nice move to the upside, then the stocks started acting weird. They weren't acting as strong as I would have expected, and I exited the trade, and then 2 days later, the Fukushima news hit the wires. We had a gap down, which basically killed the uptrend. You can check my website for this keyword hole in the wall pattern. I have a few articles about this on my website, and then we had a nice downtrend, which if you use the UT.TO, which is uranium participation, if you use this as a proxy for the uranium market. Actually, let's have a look at uranium participation. You can pull up the chart. Actually, that's where you can click on pause now and pull up the chart and then click on play again. The uranium participation weekly chart on my public list, which is on my public list, gap down below the moving average 30, the weekly moving average 30, the one Stan Weinstein uses. So that was a clear break of the uptrend. The stock then basically traded down for 1 year, and recently the stock has for the first time closed above the moving average 30, and it's now pulling back. If we look at stocks like Denison Mines, now let's look at Cameco, which is which has to be considered the bellwether stock within the uranium complex. We moved up from, let's say, $17 to up to roughly $24 today. Let's say 30%, something like that. But we're in a situation where the stock broke out of a downtrend and is now hitting resistance. In this case, the resistance is the moving average 200, which is actually trending down. So there's no need to rush things. We could see, I mean, two things can happen here. The price can get rejected as the moving average 200 is acting as resistance, or we could see price trying to move away from the moving average 200 a bit more. But due to the fact that the moving average 200 is trending down, it's odds for a runaway move are very, very low. So I'll just apply patience. So patience in this case means we are seeing a thrusting move. What I want to see is a consolidation period or a pullback, doesn't matter how you want to call it. And then the resumption of the new uptrend. So why am I patient? Because of the what I mentioned uh, with Cameco. Most uranium stocks are hitting resistance. I don't see an urge to get involved aggressively right here. a few advantages of being patient are also the one advantage is that I'll be able to monitor price behavior during the pullback, so that will that way I'll see if the pullback is constructive. And another thing is it's important to see or monitor if volume actually contracts when price pulls back. Of course, a thrusting move and a consolidation. I mean, the picture perfect example would be a pullback on low volatility, you know, tight and orderly, price not moving back too much. And so what I really want to see is I want a 2 to 3 week roughly consolidation pattern, and the key here is I want to see the pattern, let's say a flag pattern or bullish pennant, whatever, wedge pattern. And my focus is really on the pattern, not on price. I don't care if price moves up another 10% or 20%. The important thing is if price pulls back in an orderly fashion and then breaks out again, you have obvious price levels where you can protect your position, where you can apply a sound risk management, and that's what I'm interested in. I don't want to chase something. I want to buy something where I have more price confirmation and where I have a pattern where I can apply sound risk management. Talking about focus, my focus will, I mean, there's no secrets here, will again be on Denison Mines, which is DNN on the US, which is the US listed ticker, and DML.to on the Canadian exchanges. UEX Corporation and UEC. Actually, I don't even know what the name of this company is. Uranium Energy Corporation. So these are the three I'm interested in. It's very simple. Denison Mines is not going to be the best performer. That's a given. But it's a very liquid stock. It's if the uranium stocks are going to move up, this one will participate. So, you know, up to you what you want to trade. What else did I want to... Yeah, in terms of risk, and here I'm gonna end soon with this audio post. So the conclusion is really risk remains. You will often hear people are bullish uranium because they deem it to be clean energy. Well, it depends. You know, if you take into account all the follow-up costs after events like Fukushima, it's very tough to tell if it's really clean energy or not. It's not gonna influence my trading, but it's not, you know, there's risks, and actually the main risk is what I would call the next Fukushima, When it comes to odds, I would really view it, you know, like the time that has passed between major events like the Three Mile Island event, Chernobyl, and then Fukushima. So that's roughly 20 years, 25 years. And yeah, I mean, it's by no means a scientific analysis, but you know, if we are very, very conservative, I think odds are very low for another Fukushima event to happen within the next 2 years. Obviously, there's no guarantee whatsoever that nothing bad is going to happen. But if we see, or if the charts provide sound entries, I'm willing to play the uranium stocks again, and I think the potential is even better for a sustained up move now versus the pre-Fukushima levels, because even if we witness or what we are going to see has to be labeled or will afterwards be labeled another echo bull market, we are now in a situation where we have a W type of bottom after the Fukushima event. So from a purely technical perspective, an uptrend will be more the potential for a sustained uptrend is greater. So there you have it. I'm going to watch the uranium stocks very closely. I think that is setting up for potentially one of the best trades in 2012. So let's see what happens. Thanks for listening, and I'll try to do some overall market or sector overview type of audio post this weekend or sometime next week. Have a great night, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.